It's time for the GizWiz with Matt's Maddest Writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2069, recorded Thursday, December 4th, 2025. It wasn't me. This episode of the GizWiz, Diggity has a pen that can do almost anything. And in the crappy corner, I have a pen that does one thing very well. And then Dremel. And they make a tool for pets and a handy gadget for cold winters. All next on the GizWiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! And here he is, our elite gadgeteer, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Got to turn off. What is this? On the top of your video. Get out of here. Get out of there. There we go. Yes, I'm running a little late on this show. I was helping the Orlando City Half Marathon, the OUC Half Marathon, out, and traffic caught me on the way back, so sorry.
How are you helping them?
Yes, I'm helping them with some of their social stuff and their live streams and things like that. So I was away. Furiously driving back home, try to start the show.
As a thank you, did they let you start like halfway down the track?
They give me a bicycle, actually, which is
nice,
fantastic.
And a secret back road.
Exactly. And the map of where everyone should run. That is true on the half marathon. The half marathon is 13.2 miles or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm not running that one. I have helped them in the past on things, and I actually run the course. And so I'll run, if it's just a 5K, I can do 3 miles. So I'll run the 5K, and then on the course, I'll get footage for them at the water stops. Sometimes they have like bands or DJs throughout the run. And, you know, the organizers aren't standing there because they're running the race. And so that's what I've been helping out with. So
is it like a really big deal?
The OUC, so
like
a loss
thousand?
Yes, OUC half marathon, gosh, it's over 5,000 at least.
Okay.
I could be underselling it. On attendance, I guess. I don't know. Let's see. Around, I think 5,000 runners will be this year.
That's 5, pretty 000. Good.
Yeah. And it's a, you know, if you're in the industry of racing, these half marathons are actually a big deal for all the city. You know, the Boston one and the New York one, you know, those are actual marathons. This is a half marathon. But they are useful in timing. You know, you actually have all the timing equipment there. You have a bib with your pace. You know, you can actually get the timing correct. So a lot of athletes kind of need these races in order to qualify for either for future races or to official times as well. So not only is it a big deal just for Orlando, just having, you know, their massive run, this is Orlando's, you know, Boston Marathon. It's Orlando's half marathon. They don't have a full marathon, they have a half marathon. So this is Orlando's, and it's happening this weekend. So
Really looking
forward to that.
Well, you know, if you ran the half marathon with a mirror, basically, it's a full marathon in my eyes.
Exactly.
Maybe not in theirs.
At least you get to see faces instead of just backs.
There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, sorry I'm a tad late. Anything go on with you this last week?
Well, you know, it's getting very, very cold here. I have on my Twit hoodie because it's the heaviest hoodie ever. And I did buy the proper cable.
Ooh.
Remember last week I wanted the, I expected 4 USB-Cs that you would plug in using the one USB-A. And this one's really nice. And three of them are charging, and the fourth one is charging and data, so that you can run a lot of stuff off one USB in port.
That's nice.
And ridiculously, I think it was two for $12 or something.
That's good. It's when there are cheap cables, they are cheap cables. But it's like the divide between a cheap cable and an expensive cable is, you know, you go from there's a few cheap cables and then a big divide, nothing, and then expensive cables.
Well, nothing I have is worth charging with an expensive cable. So.
Exactly. We don't need gold plated. We need aluminum filled.
Oh my gosh! Remember, I wonder if they're still around. What was the company that made talk about expensive cables like a monster?
Yes, yes.
Cables were $50 and $60.
I always felt like it was marketing. Like, there's just no way a cable, and especially when you would get cables that were like HDMI cables. And I'm sitting there thinking, that is a digital interface. Like, it's not like the old, analog, you'd have the green, the red, and the blue that you plug in. Those were analog, right? The cable would matter there. With a digital interface, there's only so well that a 1 and a 0 can come through the data line until you're just like, yeah, that's a 1 and that's a 0 and I'm good, So yeah, I always felt a little like those.
Well, I think with the cheap cables, it would go, is that a 1 and a 0 or is that a 10? See, they could get very... So don't get the 29-cent cables.
Right, right. We don't need threes showing up in our binary or twos showing up in our binary.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, shall we jump into some gadgets?
Yes, here we go with a pen that does a lot of stuff.
A pen that does it all. Okay.
It's time to think about some Christmas gifts. I saw this on Amazon, and I thought, this is going to be a fun gift. It's 9-in-1 tools, all in the shape of a pen. So, Dennis, can you think of what 9 things this... Let me get a pen here. You think of things, 9 things this pen might do.
Well, it can work as a pen.
A pen, okay, that's the first.
A pencil?
That's wrong.
A screwdriver?
A screwdriver, very good.
A level?
Wow! You're missing the most obvious one of all.
A ruler.
A ruler, thank you very much.
Thermometer?
Okay. Where's the ruler? A thermometer? No.
Oh, gee. A knife?
No. But those are good. You know what? Oh, you know what I think?
What are all those things?
Wait a minute.
Wait, did they just give you another
this
pen?
This is kind of nice.
You get two.
Ah.
Because
you
I was wondering.
Both pens, but the pens are different. All right.
It being yellow, it makes me think it's a pencil.
It's a bottle opener. And they claim also that the bottle opener, that it can also act as a... No, really.
Well, the case is probably too soon.
Yeah, it's the case.
The plastic is too fat.
A bottle opener, phone holder, they're calling this.
You'll end up opening your phone.
Also a stylus.
Yes.
So let's go. You know, it's a little confusing. All right, so that's the stylus for a computer screen. This, I guess, you turn out for the pen. The rule is on the side. But you know what? This one, they're really sort of totally different. I don't know how you get to. Wait a second.
If you put the pen on its side to use the ruler, apart, then you can't mark.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, but that's why you get two of them.
At the bottom of the... barrel where the you
that's a very good observation. You're right.
I'm trying to find the flashlight. Here's the flashlight at the top. You have to get this little ring out. Okay. Oh, cool. That's nice. That's very nice. And what am I missing here? We saw the flashlight, the ball pen, the ruler. Both of them have a ruler on the side. See, they are. Oh, no. This one also has the bubble level.
Oh, it has a level.
It does. Yeah. It has the stylus pen, the screwdriver. That's what we're missing. That's what we're missing.
Where would that be hidden?
I guess we should have looked at the book first.
Kind of feels like what Inspector Gadget.
I found it. Phillip's head.
And I didn't pull hard enough. I did it after the video. You pull it out and you can flip it over to a slot.
Stylus pen, screwdriver slot, screwdriver Phillips. So you can change it to a Phillips head. Anyway, price, what you guess?
$20.
$20? Okay. Also, you get spare batteries, get two refills, you get both pens. Chat room.
Wow. $12.
$12.
That's cool.
Scooter X Wear XI.
Is that Wear 11? I get XI is 11. Stocking stuffer for men. 9-in-1 multi-tool kit. I think they're rather nice.
Well, the chat room's guessing between and 25.
Pocket clip. So they're 10-in-1.
Yeah, they forgot the pocket clip.
Now, one is definitely longer and heavier than the other. And I'm not quite sure.
Like a tactical pen.
This one has a flashlight. But you get both of them, so you can decide what tools you need for the day before you put it in your pocket. Anyway, that's it. Multi-tool pen set, 9-in-1 tools, but if you include the pocket clip, it's 10-in-1.
They needed to hire you for their marketing. You had to be in the meeting. Let them know. That's really cool. I was wondering if some of the 9-in-1 would be like because you got two pins.
I was like, oh, that's funny. Yeah.
There's 7 in this one, and then you know 3 extras over here.
Oh, that's funny. That's very funny. And 6 refills. I mean, it seems like a. Oh, and you can get it less. There's a coupon price, 10,
oh, yeah.
20.
Look at that. Look at that. And then, of course, Scooter X found it online in a few spots. Here is the 99-cent one. Now, this, I don't think this comes with both pins. This is just the singular yellow pin.
Yeah, I think you just picked the color you want.
Yeah, and then
and
he
that's
also
the welcome deal.
Found, yeah, and yeah, exactly. New shoppers. I never know what's a real price with AliExpress and what is the welcome deal price. But there you go. There it is also on AliExpress.
Oh, it's the same box.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that. Look at that.
That is amazing.
Yeah. But Amazon, you'll be able to get it. You'll be able to return it. So,
oh my gosh, you. Did you see Amazon? I think they're starting in Portland, two cities, 40-minute delivery.
Whoa,
it's going to be $3.99 for Prime members, but $13.99 if you're not a Prime member.
Interesting,
but it says a lot of items will be available in 40 minutes. So
40 minutes that's like, you know, getting Uber or Uber Eats or like a DoorDash.
If you have a big house, from the time they ring the bell to the time you get to the door, that's the 40 minutes. It's
that's crazy.
That is crazy.
That I'm just trying to think of a town where you could get from one side of the town to the other side of the town in 40 minutes.
Oh, that isn't. Yeah, that is interesting. How, you're right.
Scooter X is sharing a story from aboutamazon.com that's touting 30,
oh, there it is. Oh, 30 minutes.
30-minute delivery. What?
Oh, my.
Aboutamazon.com? Is that just is this Amazon's own? I thought that was like a blog that was like really interested in Amazon. This is looking like the official Amazon page. Oh, look at that.
I don't know how that can be done.
The only thing, I mean, multiple warehouses? One very smartly placed warehouse?
I mean, if it was food, they could just get it at the nearest Amazon market. But other items, yeah.
That's how Instacart does it. It's just grocery store nearby, you know?
That's interesting.
Right. It's like Instacart.
It's probably one of those things where there's a tiny little asterisk, and at the bottom of the page it says, you must live within 1 mile of an Amazon warehouse.
Right.
But,
yeah, that is crazy.
Pretty amazing stuff.
That is. Needed most urgently in parts of Seattle and Philadelphia. Amazon brings thousands of household essential items and groceries in about 30 minutes or less. I mean, the thing is, I remember Amazon had like 5 years ago, they had Amazon Now. And it was kind of a separate, like, store front, and you would get thing, and but that was their like next day delivery stuff. That was, and this is kind of before they really had next day delivery for basically everything.
Yes.
And so I remember doing that. I did that at a CES one year where I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot a microphone and I don't have enough time to go down to the local place and get one. You know, I'm not gonna be able to, you know, or I didn't have a rental car or something like that. And so I did that next day option years ago and was so happy with it. Now 30 minutes is insane.
Insane. Insane.
Okay. Now let's talk about Dremel and pets.
Dremel. take a peek.
Okay, here we go.
Did you ever wake up in the middle of the night and think you have a great idea? Okay. I'll talk about it. There'll be no demo because it's a little too gross. Okay. I have bought so many nail cutters, mainly for toenails. Okay. And because toenails are very difficult to, cut. And I thought, wait a minute, my Dremel tool, I could use that. All right. And then I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, let me look.
It looks a little gnarly, man.
So I Googled, can you cut your toenails with a Dremel tool? And a lot of articles said it's suicidal. A couple of articles said you could do it if you really know how to use a Dremel tool. Make sure you use it on low. And then in one of the articles, it said, if you're considering doing that, why not get the Dremel tool for nails, toenails? Okay. All right. So it turns out it's really not specifically designed for toenails. I found
the standard Dremel tool for toenails is not recommended due to risks like burns from friction and potential for injury.
My phone.
The AI is going off.
A little bit about it from the G person. Because my phone heard us talking and brought the answer up. Don't do it. Don't do it. But I started to mention that Dremel makes a little tool that is mainly on pet websites to do pet nails. And it's even on Amazon. And I typed in, you know, in the question part for reviews, can a person use this on toenails? And the AI answer was, lots of reviewers said they were using it on their own toenails because it's one speed. All right, so I just bought one. It's inexpensive. Let's look at it here. It is $37, but Cyber Monday. I hope I paid $27. I bought it 2 days ago. $27. All right. So it only runs on 4 volts and it only has 1 speed. So it's way, well, we'll see. We can compare the size of these two devices.
It also seems wireless, which
and
looks,
it's cordless.
Yes, yes,
there you go. This one is not.
That's a huge advantage.
That's a big book a little gadget. I'll tell you that.
They don't make manuals like they used to.
I guess these would be the nail things. Oh, micro USB.
Uh-oh.
And this is the device. Well, you know, it's kind of bigger than I thought. Charge before use.
It's almost the same size.
Pretty close,
it is. This is way thicker.
I was quite surprised. But
this has a lot of speeds. This is a single speed. What kind of reviews did this get? Let me go back up here. Wow, 4.5 stars from 3,500 people. All right, so does it have any charge in it at all? You know, it has a bit of a charge in it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, since we have the camera set up and all the stuff on the table, I'm going to put the little grinding tool in and I'm going to try it on 1 fingernail. All right, I feel a little better using Dremel rotary tool to groom pet nails. So at least they know that you're using it on nails.
Something living.
It doesn't mention people at all.
Yes, exactly.
And it also mentions that there's a process between you and your pet learning how to use it. And it works best if you start real early in the dog's life to get used to having their nails trimmed. Anyway, comes with a little wrench, which you need to change heads. All right. All we needed is to change the standing head. It only has 1 speed. And my nails are kind of crappy, actually. So.
Oh, I can see nail dust.
Yes.
That doesn't seem that dangerous.
No, I gotta tell you.
You have to be, it cuts fast, as you can see.
You have to get used to it, because I could actually feel the heat on that one nail.
Oh, wow, there. The friction.
See, I kind of held it on there too long, and kind of ground it on
that nail.
So the key is, don't do what we do. Read the book, all right?
Also, maybe do it outside.
I do like the fact that it's from Dremel. And that one
so they don't get nail dust
pet. The 7350 pet Dremel. That's what we got, the 7350.
I find that it very interesting. And I have seen, you know, and I've seen, you've done some other nail type things.
Yes, 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 yes.
But most of them, the motors in them, or the clippers seem almost like dangerous. like they're a little too cheap and they just kind of munch on your nail a little bit and you're kind of like, oh. So I do like that it's Dremel and that it's a hefty product and that I trust the product. And then looks like you were getting some results out of it. Maybe a little bit of technique needed to be.
I think there was a whole page on how to exactly to hold it. Also, there's something very interesting. I just after I did the video, I realized they market it as the Dremel 7350, and then there's a separate packaging for Dremel 7350 Pet. The pet version, I believe, is $10 more. The specs for the device are exactly the same, except with the pet thing, instead of multiple gadgets, you get 4 sanding discs.
They only give you the sanding discs. I see.
Yeah. But I think that because the word pet is in there, they figure, you know, we could get an extra $10 for this.
Look at this. This is not a Dremel device.
Oh my gosh.
But it's a specifically designed grinder for nails, that concave might be nice.
Also, does it give how many? 12,000 revs seem awfully fast to me.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't know.
All of them, the 730 is 12,000. The others are 8,000 to 25,000. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting.
But it was interesting that it is doable if you're really careful.
Yeah. Look, why you can make your nails look like that.
Oh, my gosh. Right. His nails look great, but he accidentally took his... hand off at the wrist.
Oh, right. I wouldn't want to deal with the splinters. That's a very interesting to... anyways, have you tried it on your feet?
Yeah? Yeah, I did. It works pretty good.
Good.
Dennis was brave enough. He said, well, you know, it's pretty hard for you to be bending over doing that. I'll do your toe.
Nice, nice. Yeah, so, got some help. Teamwork. Okay,
teamwork,
the cordless Dremel pet tool. I like it. Human tool.
Human tool, yes, that's right. That's right. And finally, our third gadget is becoming wildly useful these past few days.
Ooh, as it gets colder, seems like.
Yes, yes.
We're going to talk about electric heaters.
They're so cold. Dickie D.
Because I need one. I hope there's an award for podcast acting. So actually the heat did go off in this building last week. Fortunately, just for 12 hours, they came.
That new oil furnace didn't work.
The gas,
I'm sort of an expert on electric heaters because over the years I've had probably 24 of them. So we're going to talk about a new one I bought about a month ago, so I had some experience with it. It's called the Rose, I guess Rose KM.
Bring flowers into your life.
Bring
flowers into your life, Rose KM.
Oh, bring, what?
Yeah, Dennis, why?
I didn't see that.
Rose KM,
bring flowers into
your life.
Is this what happens
when you hire
an intern who also doesn't speak English?
All right, so this is the heater. And we'll look at them on here because look at this. In 15 minutes, you can take a 200-foot room from 32 degrees Fahrenheit to 68 degrees Fahrenheit on high heat in 15 minutes. Okay,
wow.
And that was done not just by any lab, by Rose KM Lab. Okay?
Oh. I mean, that's a 20-foot by 10-foot room.
All right, so there are some...
Yeah, no, it's not
a pretty big room.
Features in New York, that's about...
I've never seen before. Okay.
And it goes from freezing to 60... Yeah, in 15?
Advertised as 3 speeds. This has 3 heats. Most heaters that I've bought in the past are cool, half heat, and full heat. Okay? This has no fan... setting, and I'll tell you about that. At first, I loved it. Now I'm not crazy about it. So it has 3 heat settings, and I think it's, let me see what the temperature, the heating, 900 watts, 1200 watts, 1500 watts, okay? These are the 2 things about. First of all, I love the handle. Most of the other electric heaters had a little, slot in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And carrying the heater around was not easy. This has a legitimate handle. This has something I have never seen on a heater before. Sometimes when you're sitting watching television or something, you want the heat more on you. Okay. This is kind of neat. On the bottom of this heater, there's a little kickstand.
Oh.
All right. So it will aim the heater kind of up toward you. So I've never seen that before. The other feature of this that at first I liked and now I'm not so crazy about is the fan never shuts off. Okay. Oh. You know, I'm going to plug it in for a minute. Have you ever read the tags?
Mm-mm-mm.
Here's something interesting. Do not connect two heaters to one power socket and then activate them together. This may result in overheating, melting, and the risk of fire. Isn't it just going to result in the circuit breaker going out, or if you have a really old apartment, blowing a fuse? Anyway, and do not remove this tag. All right, so I'm going to show you how this fan thing works. And since I'm plugging it into an extension, a big no-no, never use an extension. I'm just going to do a little demo on low heat. All right. First of all, I wish the markings were a little brighter, but I just do it by clicks. Okay. So I know that click one. Oh, so no, this is good. It didn't go on because it's not down. You can see that red light there. All right. That means the heating is on. So I'm turning the temperature down. The heating element is off. But the fan stays on all the time, all right? They claim that it keeps the heat moving through the room. Since I normally sleep with a white noise machine, at first I didn't like it, but then I thought it's a little bit on the loud side. And I never, unless you look down, you don't know when it's actually heating, okay? So now I'm going to boost the temperature back up again a little bit. And now I know the heater came on because the red light came on. So I don't know if you're going to like that.
Well, the fan goes off when you turn the machine on.
No, the fan is on forever.
No, until you turn it off.
Oh, until you turn it.
That's what I mean.
Turn the machine off. So also, the other thing is, let me just check the reviews. I think I paid $20 for it.
Wow,
it doesn't glow orange. All right? Yes. In a way, I wish it did. All right, boy. I looked at my. You know what? I forgot. I looked at my old receipt. I only paid $21.
Wow.
Right now, it's just $20, and 219 reviews, 4.3 stars. Anyway, it heats real on high. It can really do an excellent job. And the name is Rose KM with the unexplained bring flowers into your life. I have no idea. They have another gadget. I think it is a bring ice into your living room. It's another one of their slogans.
I have a feeling the chat said maybe the Rose KM is a Rose reference. Bring flowers into your life from the Rose KM name. But it's pretty lost on me. That's I could see it. I could see that maybe that's where they're going for, but still not a good decision if that's where they were going for.
Yeah, very weird. Very weird.
I have someone who has lived with heaters. When I lived with my parents, I've always felt like my room was cold, always had a heater in there, moved to a few apartments, the room, you know. So I've definitely, and I agree with basically all the things that you said. I like that handle a lot. I think it's a little strange that, yeah, when the thermostat realizes it's not that hot, it doesn't turn off the fan. It just keeps going.
It just, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm really shocked at the $20 price, to the point of oh my gosh, I don't know if I want a heater that's $20. I'm worried about the safety of it. But it seems like yours was fine, and
Dennis already bought one. He said these things are great.
Yeah. Do you feel like it really does put out a ton of heat? Like
on
the claim?
On high, it really can knock the chill out of. For some reason, the Burnda people were here, and this young guy was talking, and he saw the mad stuff here, and he said, "You know, can I go in your back apartment and touch the riser?" And he said, "You know, I can't figure it out." He said, "The front of this building's getting more heat than the back of the building." He said, "I can't put my hand on the riser going up to the front of the building." And he said, "The heat in your bathroom is just starting to come up now, where the front of the building."
Right. It's like circulating just fine. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So. Anyway, so to have this as an emergency is very good.
And it seems
very well made.
I agree. I like the tilting feature. The only other feature I feel like I've had on others that I've liked is a remote. Sometimes it is nice to have a remote next to you so that in the middle of the night, I don't have to reach over. You can just kind of go boop and then fall back asleep.
Yeah. Okay.
I've had a heater with a remote that I liked. Very, very cool. I cannot believe that price still. I am shocked by the $22 price. So that's great. Very, very cool. Okie dokie.
Oh boy.
It's time to get a little bit crappy.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie, we asked the patrons for their decision on what the Crappy Corner theme would be this month. Once again, we say it every episode, but I want to say it right now. Thank you to our patrons. You guys are incredible. So we asked them what theme, and the options were thusly: winter gadgets for warmer climates. This was actually suggested by Victor. And obviously I'm in Florida. So winter gadgets that, you know, would help you stay warm, but also might be okay to be in the sun. So maybe some type of like snow maker, you know, if it's hot, or a way to, you know, stay cozy, maybe indoors. Anyway, that was the idea of winter gadgets, even though it's for warmer climates. New Year's resolution gadgets was the next one. I put this one on the list because every year during CES, we cover CES, and we don't really cover, you know, there's not really a good time to have New Year's resolution gadgets on the show because of the start of the new year. We're only covering gadgets. And this way, if we covered them in December, you'd be able to buy them in January. Third option, stocking stuffer gadgets, which we've had before. Small gadgets that can fit into a stocking that are good for the holidays. And, you know, obviously it's holiday season. So between winter gadgets for warmer climates, New Year's resolution gadgets, or stocking stuffers. Dickie D, do you have a
boy? Stocking. I love stocking stuffers because it's always a big surprise, and you know that they're not going to be too expensive, so they could be crazy. I'm stocking stuffer.
Stocking stuffers. The answer is in ding 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 ding. You are correct. Stocking stuffers ran away with it with over 50% of the vote, which is rare for us. Typically, we're in a, what do they call that? A runoff situation where there's no winner above 50%. Stocking
almost
stuffers is the winner. And you took my gadget idea, Dickie D, because this 7-in-1 pin idea is brilliant. You know, that's a perfect stocking stuffer. I also found it's not a 9-in-1 or a 10-in-1. This is just a 7-in-1 fart pin in case you need to gag your friends. So,
Oh my God.
Here it is, the 7-in-1 emoji fart pen. We can test it. I have not tested it. And like I said at the beginning of the show, I was running very late for the show. So it only just arrived from Amazon. I haven't touched it. So let's see. Are there even batteries that are working in here? Oh, there are. There we go.
Oh my God.
And the good news is that there's 7 different farts in here. So that's the 7-in-1.
Oh my God.
So let's take a look at it again. It has the little poop emoji on the top. Here, we can go ahead and open it up. There we go. And the other fun part of this gadget is that there's lots of different options. Honestly, on when we get to the Amazon page, you'll see that you could get the poop emoji, but there's variations on the poop emoji that you can get. So here it is. How do I actually use the pen, I wonder? Oh, I have to rotate. I have to rotate the bottom to get the pen out.
Okay.
I assume it works just like a typical pen.
Does it write silently?
Luckily, okay. It does not fart as you write. That's good. It's just a typical pen. Nothing to write about that. But let's try it again. It's pretty quiet, honestly. I'm actually kind of shocked at how quiet it is. Here it goes. Now we have to see if it actually has 7. And that's 1, okay? Very different. 2. Okay, 3. 4. Oh, that's silent but deadly. No, I don't think. And now I've lost track. I can't tell.
That's 5. If,
there you go. So if you need a gag gift, here's one. So let's take a look at the Amazon page. And it's funny. This is one of those, every once in a while, you'll get a gadget that they just cannot settle on a price. So this pen cost me $13. And it was because I could get it so fast. There are other pens here for cheaper. So I could have the chef poop pen with a little chef hat.
Oh, yeah.
Or cowboy. And notice the prices. Oh, they're all, every
oh
single
God,
one of them is different.
Place.
And you have multiple pages, too. So that one's winking. Oh, that one has an American hat. That one's crying. That one has a wizard hat. Let's see. Sunglasses, star eyes, Santa hat, heart eyes. And the original is the one I bought, and it is the most expensive at $13. It just has normal old eyes. And get a little party hat. Oh, he's grimacing in that one, or the yikes face is how they've labeled it.
Weird.
So there you go. You can have any type of fart pen that you want. Oh, look at that. It's perfect for...
Oh, there they all are together.
For the genders. Oh, my gosh. You can get your dog with it. There you go. The fart pen. Let's see. Is there anything else? Collect all our fun farting products. Oh, my gosh. They're advertising that they have...
Oh, my God.
It looks like fart cards, even. This looks like a pop-up card. This fart guy has, it's really hard to tell, but he has arms, and he looks like he's one of those, like, Rock'em Sock'em robot type of fart pens. So,
oh, my God.
What company is this? Friendly Forest. Friendly Forest has really gotten in on the fart game. Oh, so there you go, the fart pen. Gadgets that will fit into stockings or stocking stuffer gadgets are the theme. Thank you so much to our patrons for voting on that. You guys are amazing, and thank you for your support of the Gizwiz. Let's head on into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Okay, it's a what the heck is it? And the whole story is in the video.
Okay, what the heck will it be?
So Lindy Dunn came by for Giz Fizz and brought a what the heck is it? Okay, this was tricky. Dennis and I, neither one of us guessed
it. What on earth? It reminds me of like...
push
a cheap
button,
like digital organizer type thing. What?
Now you have a
a battery.
You know, it's
like a
battery. Okay. Then she
looks like a business card holder. Oh, whoa! What?
All right.
I know. It's very odd.
This.
Is it a? Is it
so? It is
an iPad stand,
a small tablet, or your smartphone.
Why the battery?
And you can plug your phone in here and keep it charged while you're watching a movie. It has a 5,000 milliamp battery in it, and it's very old because it's what was it?
Just USB
mini.
USB mini,
I guess.
Yeah,
mini, yeah.
The only mention I found on the web was a website in Egypt, okay? And I put a link to it in the show notes. But very tricky, okay? Really, I love the design of this thing.
Me
this
too.
Is very clever. But knowing the chat room, they'll find out more about it. That's it. Lindy, thank you.
This is great fun.
It's very deco, even partly looking deco, and it looks like stainless.
Totally. No, it reminds me of kind of the design of like the future of like Fifth Element. Do you remember that movie? There's a lot of that kind of like old retro, but with the molding in there.
That's the only, I did a Google, camera search, and that's the only thing it brought up was that.
Huh.
And out of stock, I mean, it's gotta be old with that fitting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's so old. I'm like, it couldn't have been for iPads, you know? It had to have been for, I guess phones. But, phones, like, were using mini USB back then?
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
It's an old device.
A long time ago, yeah.
Wow.
I am amazed that ScooterX hasn't found it for $8 with a new version.
It's also, like, with a name like... Innovative aluminum power bank stand for smartphones and tablets. How else? You really do kind of need a name brand.
Yes,
Because, it's just rando. Interesting. What a crazy.
Yeah, it's great.
Old
so, gadget. Lindy, we got a lot of laughs with this. It really was very difficult.
Why don't tech products try to build design in more often? Like, that one, or they really went in hard with the "we'll make this look crazy and round the corners." And I wish more gadgets would take some risks like that. That's so cool.
L. Durinio, he did the 270 EPG, which is the money they're using on the
Egyptian currency,
website.
Yeah.
Equals $505.69. But again, this must be way old.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool. Thanks for the what the heck is it warehouse combo. That is really cool. Really cool. With that, let's move on to the letter. Oh, sorry. That was
wow. That that engine on that boat sounds...
It's really going far. What have you got for us?
Mo is forever finding weird stuff. He emails, he said, I know you don't drive a car, Dick, but would you and Dennis each buy one of these?
Oh.
He said, I want one. So I don't quite get what the market is for this. These are retro, high-end cars that sell for thousands of dollars.
It's called Little Zoomers, and I think it's hard to tell from these images so far, but I assume you can sit in the back. Is it an RC car, or do you get to sit in the back of it? Like a little...
Oh, you know what? You're right. There's no person in any of them.
But it seems like it's small enough that you could, like...
Oh, you know what? Steering... Yeah, steering wheel is in the center. I guess it's for one person.
It looks like a crazy... What is it? Hot Wheels? Big Wheels? What do they call those? Yeah, see, there's a person in it.
Oh, there's the yeah.
Wow.
Well, it looks like great fun, but...
Yeah, look at the price. $9,000 to $11,000. I guess these are all just custom made. They're really not. Oh my gosh, they're gorgeous though. Like, look at the pop-up headlamps. I mean, that is incredible. Oh my gosh, that is a that. They had a
also, you're probably not allowed to go on the street with it.
No, this is just like a go-kart or any of those other ones. God, I saw a DeLorean there for a moment.
You did?
I swear I did, or unless I saw that car and it looks too much like a DeLorean for me to, I thought that it was. But this is like a little Ferrari.
Wow, the Ferrari's $13,000 to $14,500. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's
But look at cool. I think this is just a custom.
Yeah.
So let's get the does it tell us? I want gunmetal. Ah, so it tells me the price. There you go. It's really hard to read. Only $14,800. Yeah. And for the gunmetal, this is the one I'd get, the gunmetal.
Yeah.
Let's go to British Racing.
Not
Green.
Intended for road use. There you go. 40 days delivery. Custom painting available.
Wow.
Mo, these are really unique. I could see why you want one.
Yeah. I mean, they're
but
just
not
so
for New York
gorgeous.
City.
Yeah. And also not for the price of, you know, a normal car.
No.
$20,000. I mean, yeah, the moment I become a millionaire, yeah, I'm hitting them up. Little Zoomers, I'm getting, I mean, that's how I'd want to get around my compound. You know, who needs a,
oh, there you go.
Who
there
needs
you
a
go.
Bicycle? I'll just take the Porsche 911, the miniature Porsche 911 from one side of the compound to the other.
You could use this at CES to get around.
Oh, my gosh. You could pick up really, really small chicks, you know, like if you're like chick mobile. I was like, I pick up, I don't know. It's crazy. It's obvious how much detail has been put into each of these. Obviously the price is absurd, but God, they're gorgeous. Man, that's
absolutely.
Really cool.
Absolutely.
Okie dokie. Thanks, Mo, for the letter. Before we head out, how can people send in their videos if they want to?
Okay, we're looking for new videos. Okay, anything to do with a gadget, make a little video, horizontal format. Just make sure we can see the gadget and hear your voice. 1 to 3 minutes, put it up on YouTube. When you upload it, there's a drop down menu. You can click unlisted. That way, only people with the URL will be able to see it. Send it on to us. We really could use some videos. If you've never done one, so easy, just use your phone. And we're showing 99% of everything we get. So do it. We could use one next week. mail@gizwiz.tv is where you send the URL. mail@gizwiz.tv. If you live in the U.S. or Canada, you get the current issue of Mad autographed to you. If you live outside of those two places, I will autograph a 40-year-old Alfred E. Newman picture and send you a high-res image to print out wherever you are. mail@gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. I also want to say thank you to y'all for funding the CES.
Oh my gosh.
We are 5% of the way there to CES. So thank you, thank you, thank you for those of you who are contributing over on the CES fundraiser. It's at our website, gizwiz.tv. We're trying again to go to CES. And so this fundraiser every year helps us a lot with making that happen. Vegas ain't cheap. thank you, thank you, thank you for everyone who has contributed. That's incredible. And also, thank you, thank you, thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com, at patreon.com/gizwiz. There was a little bit of a snafu last month. I completely messed up and didn't charge anyone for the patrons last month. Warning y'all, that'll happen this month in December, so be aware of that. So big thank you to our patrons for supporting us every single episode. Patreon.com/gizwiz is where you can do it. Gizwiz.tv is our website where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. And when we're live, the live stream will just pop up on the website. On our website, you can click that Patreon tab at the top to get to our Patreon page, or there's also a tiny little link to PayPal, and that's also where you can find the CES fundraiser. Once again, thank you, thank you to those of you who are helping us out there. Head on over to gizwiz.tv whenever we are live, or if you miss the episode live, all our episodes are there after the fact at gizwiz.tv or on our YouTube page or on Apple Podcasts or all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link back or a reminder about any of the gadgets that we covered, remember those super thin sponges that could be cut up? There they are. Head on over to gizwiz.biz for a link or a reminder. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is the game show online where you got to guess what that gadget is. I'm seeing a Mad Magazine for the first time. Is this the one?
Yes, that's the February. That's what you're playing for. February 2026 issue.
Spy versus Spy Madness is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, The Working Life. It's like 925, but Spy versus Spy, you know. Look at them all working.
Very good. Very good. Yeah.
That's great. That's what you're playing for. And this is the gadget, the whole gadget, not just a piece or a part of a gadget. And this is obvious to me. Yeah, this is actually a medical device. Instead of, what do they call those gastric sleeves? You just eat this like a pill, and then half the food routes one way, and half the food just routes out of your body, you know?
Wow,
It's a little food router, you know? If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.